哈利路亚，感谢赞美神。
Hallelujah, thanks and praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名来跟大家分享神的话语。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I share the word of God.
那今天我们来分享题目是合而为一。
Today, I'm going to share with you becoming in one.
这个合而为一，这个是主耶稣他在生在这个被捕之前为教会的祷告。
Becoming in one, is the prayer from Jesus Christ before he was crucified on the cross.
在约翰福音的十七章里面，耶稣他讲到了五个合而为一。
In John chapter 17, Jesus talked about five becoming in one.
那告诉我们今天我们这个合一的重要性。
And those scripture tells us the importance of becoming in one.
那教导我们教会应该如何合一。
And also teach us how the church become in one.
那今天我们先来一个一个来看。
So today we will read the five becoming in one by one.
我们请来翻看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
第十一节到十二节
Verse 11 and 12
奉主耶稣圣名来读从今以后我不在世上他们却在世上我往你那里去圣父啊求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一像我们一样
In the name of the Lord Jesus I read 11 Now I am no longer in the world but these are in the world and I come to youHoly Father, keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
耶稣这里说，从今以后我不在这个世界上。
Jesus said, I am no longer in this world.
这个指的是耶稣的肉体将要被钉在十字架上。
This refers that the flesh of Jesus will be crucified on the cross.
然后耶稣要离开这个世界。
And Jesus will depart from this world.
但是耶稣说他们却在这个世界上。
However, Jesus said, they are in this world.
这里的他们就指的这个耶稣的门徒。
They refer to the disciples of Jesus.
它也是指神的教会。
And it also refers to the church of God.
这个意思就是说，教会它还要在世界上进行属灵的征战。
This means the church of God would still exist in this world for the spiritual battle.
所以耶稣向天父祈求说。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我名保守他们。
So Jesus prayed to Heavenly Father, Holy Father, keep through your name those who you have given me.
那这个耶稣这个名字就是从天父而来的。
The name of Jesus comes from the Heavenly Father.
因为当这个玛利亚怀孕的时候，天使曾向约瑟显现。
When Maria was pregnant, angels presented to Joseph.
这个约瑟他是玛利亚的未婚夫。
Joseph is the pre-husband of Maria.
那天使对他说，你的妻子，你的未婚妻要生一个孩子，你要给他取名叫耶稣。
An angel told Joseph, whom you are going to be married will deliver a baby and you need to give this baby the name Jesus.
因为耶稣这个名字的意思就是他要将自己百姓从罪恶当中拯救出来。
The meaning of the name of Jesus is saving his people from the sins.
那耶稣这个名字也是神的名字。
Jesus is the name of God.
那很多人说很多人问说神的名字是什么？
There are many people they are asking what is the name of God.
包括在这个旧约当中以前的摩西他也曾向神问说主啊你的名字叫什么
？In the Old Covenant, Moses also asked the God, What is your name?
那但是神回答摩西说，我是自由拥有的。
However, God answered Moses, I am who I am.
因为神他没有开始，没有名字，没有结束。
Because God has no beginning, had no end.
所以神不像我们人一样，他需要一个名字。
God doesn't need a name. It's different from man.
但是神为了拯救我们。他成为肉身来到这个世界上。
However, God wants to save us, so God come to this world in the flesh.
所以神他取了一个名字，就是耶稣基督。
So God gave a name, to himself, that is Jesus Christ.
所以这个耶稣他既是父的名，他也是子的名。
Jesus is the name of both the Heavenly Father and the Son.
因为父和子原为一。
Because Father and Son are in one.
那耶稣这个名字它是带有权柄的。
The name of Jesus has the power.
今天我们可以奉耶稣的名来赶鬼，可以奉耶稣的名来医病。
Today we can cast out demons in name of Jesus. We can heal the sickness in name of Jesus.
我们来看一处圣经。
Let's read one scripture.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》的第三章。
Let's read Acts chapter 3.
从第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 up to 7.
奉耶稣圣名来读。伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口。那门名叫美门，要求进殿人周济，他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得到什么。彼得说：“金和金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拉撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read one.Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, too. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple. 3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. 4. And fixing his eye on him,With John, Peter said, Look at us. 5. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. 6. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
这里我们可以看到有一个生来瘸腿的人。
There was a man, who was lame.
那这个人他平时都是在圣殿门口还向人求周济。
And this man begged at the gate of the temple.
那有一天他看到这个彼得、约翰走过这个圣殿那边去，他也向他们祈求。
There was one day, this man.So Peter and John, about to go into the temple, and he begged from them.
那他的眼睛就看着彼得，想要彼得也拿彼得、约翰也周济给他。
And this man looked at Peter and John and want to get something from them.
但是彼得却对他说：“金和银我都没有。”
However, Peter said to this man, "Silver and gold I do not have."
我只把我所有的给你。
But what I do, I have give to you.
然后彼得就说，我奉拉撒勒人耶稣基督名叫你起来行走。
And then Peter said, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
然后这个人他的脚跟踝子骨立刻就症状了。
And the feet and ankle bone of this man received strength and get recovered immediately.
所以我们看到说这个耶稣的名字他是带了权柄的。
So we can see the name of Jesus has the power.
耶稣说你们要奉我的名向天父祈求。
Jesus said, you need to pray to God in the name of me.
因为你们之前 从来没有奉我的名向神求过什么。
Because you never prayed for something from God in name of me.
啊，也就是如果你今天奉我名向天父求的时候，我就给你们成就。
And Jesus said today, as long as you pray to God in name of me, your prayer will be fulfilled.
啊，因为神要使他的名啊得到荣耀。
Because God wants to glorify His name.
啊，当我们遇到危险的时候，我们需要呼求神名，神也会保守我们。
When we encounter some dangerous things, when we call out the name of Jesus, we will be protected.
啊，在教会当中啊，有的弟兄啊，他们弟兄姐妹他们遇到车祸的时候，他们就喊主耶稣救我。
So there are some brothers and sisters in the church. They encountered some traffic accident. So at that moment, they call out the name of Jesus. They say, "The Lord Jesus Christ, please save us."
啊，那他在当他们喊出神的名字之后，啊，这个车祸和他一下就化险为夷，哈，他就什么身上一点都没有受伤。
When they call out Jesus Christ, who is the name of God, their traffic accident has been their traffic accident become nothing. Yeah, so everything become safe.
啊，那这个彼得他也说，今天我们得救哈，是因为神的名。
Peter also said, today we can be saved and kept because of the name of Jesus.
哦，我们来看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's read Acts chapter 4.
我们从第五节读到第十二节。
Please read from verse 5 to 12.
奉耶稣圣名来读。第二天，官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会，又有大祭司亚拿和该亚法、约翰、亚历山大，并大祭司的亲族都在那里，叫使徒站在当中，就问他们说：你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢？那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：至明的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了权力，你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的人得权力，是因你们所定十字架，神叫他从死里复活的那撒勒人耶稣基督的名，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 5. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, 6, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" 8. And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, 9. If we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well? 10. Let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole." 11. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
所以除了耶稣基督的名，没有别的名可以使我们得救。
So, except the name of Jesus, we cannot be saved by other names.
那今天我们无论说话、行事，我们都要奉耶稣名去做。
Today, no matter what we say and what we do, we need to say and do it in the name of Jesus.
那耶稣的这个名，他会保守我们。
The name of Jesus will keep to us and will protect us.
那神的名也会使我们合而为一。
The name of Jesus, which is the name of God, will also guiding us becoming in one.
所有属神的人，在他们额头上都印着耶稣基督的名字。
So all those people who belong to God has the name of Jesus sealed in their forehead.
好，我们来看圣经。
We can read this scripture.
好，我们请翻看启示录第十四章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
奉主圣名读，我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 1. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
所以今天神的教会他要同一个名字。
Today, the church of God need to have the same name.
这个名字就是真耶稣教会。
This name is True Jesus Church.
这个名字是从神启示而来的。
This name comes from the revelation of God.
表示这个真耶稣教会里面它含有耶稣的名字。
So in the name of True Jesus Church, it contains the name of God.
那这个耶稣在这个真神跟教会当中作为中保。
Jesus is in the middle of God and the church means Jesus is the mediator between God and the church.
那我们也因这个耶稣的名字能够合为一。
We will also become in one, because of the name of Jesus.
我们今天传福音，我们也要传扬耶稣的名。
Today when we preach the gospel, we need to preach the name of Jesus.
那保罗说，我这要在耶稣的名没有被传过地方去传福音。
Paul said, I will preach gospel to those places.That the name of Jesus never be preached.
因为那些没有听过了，他们要将要明白，要听到神的名字。
Because those people who never hear the name of Jesus, they will hear the name of God.
我们来看这一处圣经。
We can read this scripture.
我们请看罗马书的十五章。
Let's read Romans chapter 15.
第二十节到二十一节。
Verse 20 and 22.
20节二十一节哈。
Sorry, verse 20 and 21.
奉耶稣圣名来读，我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 20.And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. 21. But as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand.
好，感谢主。所以，今天哈，我们第一个要合一，我们必须要高举耶稣的名。
So today.If we want to become in one, firstly, we need to raise up the name of Jesus.
我们不能高举人的名。
We cannot raise up the name of man.
那第二个，我们要合一的话，我们要这个听从神的话语。
Secondly, if we want to become in one, we need to hear and obey the word of God.
我们来看约翰福音的十七章二十节。
Let's read John.Chapter 17, verse 20.
好，二十一节的上半节。
Verse 20 and the first part of verse 21.
奉耶稣圣名来读，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我人祈求，使他们都合而为一。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 20. I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their words.That they all may be one as you, Father.
所以这里就耶稣说，我不但为这些为这些人，这指的是当时的些门徒祈求。
So Jesus said, he will also pray for those who will believe in him through their word.
就是说，这个门徒传福音。相信门徒化人，耶稣也为他们祈求。
So this means when the disciple of Jesus preached the gospel, any other people who received the gospel from the disciples, they will also become in one with those disciples.
因为这个这些也是耶稣基督的羊。
Because those people who hear the word of them are also the sheep of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣还有很多很多的羊，今天需要我们去寻找。
There are many sheep belonging to Jesus. They are waiting for us to find them.
也就是说这个庄稼很多，但是做工人还很少。
Jesus said, there are many crops, but the labor is less.
所以你们要祈求庄稼的主打发工人出去收割庄稼。
So, you need to pray, to the owner of the corner of the crops to send the workers to reap the crops.
那神的羊他就听从神的声音。
The sheep of God listen to the word of God.
所以今天我们的所传讲话语并不是我们自己的所讲的话语，而是传讲神的真道。
So today, the word we preached is not the word of man, it is the word of God.
在约翰一书的第五章。
In 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书四章。
In 1 John chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里说到说我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们，从此我们可以认出真理的灵和命问的灵来。
This scripture tells us we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
这里讲到说出于神的他就会听从我们。
The scripture tells us those people who knows God, they will hear the word of us.
这约翰的意思他并不是说听从这个使徒约翰他们这个使徒这个人，而是要听从使徒他们所讲的道理。
So the meaning of John is those people they hear the word of God preached by the disciples, but not the word of the disciple themselves.
就是说听从我们，他并不是听从个人。
Hear us means hear the word of God. It doesn't mean hear man, hear the word from man.
所以这个我们再来，我们耶稣说我还有很多的羊，但是他们还要不在这个圈里面。
Jesus said, I have many other sheep. They are not in this flock yet.
这个羊圈它就指着今天我们的教会。
The flock referred to the church of God.
也就是今天还有很多羊还迷失在外。它是耶稣羊，但他们还没有听见真理。
This means there are many sheep. They are still outside of the flock. They haven't had any chance to hear the truth yet.
只要他们听见的真理，他们就会来到神面前。
Today, as long as they have the chance to hear the truth, they must come to God.
那我们前段时间我们遇到一个牧师他信耶稣也信了很久，那我们就问他说，你信耶稣有没有受圣灵？
Several months ago, we met a pastor. He believed in Jesus for many years, and we asked him, when you believe in Jesus, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
然后他听见之后，他就说，没有，你要给我讲一讲这个道理。
And he answered immediately, I haven't received the Holy Spirit yet, and I never knew the truth of the Holy Spirit, and please share the truth of Holy Spirit with me.
我们就看到说，这个人非常的寻求这个真理，
Yeah, and then we felt this pastor pursued the truth so much.
因为当我们问他有没有受圣灵的时候，他很诚实地告诉我们说他没有受圣灵。
Because when we asked him, did you receive the Holy Spirit? He honestly answered us, I didn't.
而且他非常渴慕说，那你们要把这个道理讲给我听。
And he is eager to the word of God. He said to us, Please share the truth to me.
那我们告诉他说，如果你今天要受圣，你必须要接受正确的洗礼。
And then we told him, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you must receive the true baptism first.
那么就把这个信息道理讲给他听。
And then we share the truth of the true water baptism with him.
好，那他听了之后就说，哎，那我要接受正确的洗礼。
After he heard the sharing from the the sharing from the pastor, he said, I want to receive this true water baptism.
好，那我们就立刻就去给他施洗。
And then we baptized him immediately.
好，当我们回来跟他一起祷告的时候，他一下就受了圣灵。
After the water baptism, we pray for the Holy Spirit together with him. He immediately received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到说神他不偏待人。
We can see God treat everyone the same without any bias.
只要人圣经寻求敬畏神的人都蒙神所悦纳。
As long as we seek the truth and
敬畏神。
And as long as we seek the truth and the fear of God,We will be pleased by God.
我们来看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's read John chapter 10. John chapter 10.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
奉主圣名来读，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们要听我的声音，并且要合为一群，归一个牧人的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 16.And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
那有很多人说，哎，那今天我们传了很多的福音，但是很多人都不信啊。
Somebody said, we preached a lot, but many people didn't receive the gospel.
那圣经已经告诉我们的，说这个。只有神的羊，他才能够相，才能听主声音，才愿意相信。
The scripture already tells us that only the sheep of God will hear the voice of God and will believe in the gospel.
那些不信的人是因为他们并不是神的羊。
Those people who don't believe in the word of God, they are not the sheep of God.
我们继续读约翰福音的第。十章的二十六节到二十八节。
Let's continue to read John chapter 10, verse 26 to 28.
奉耶稣圣名读，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 26. But you do not believe, because you are not my sheep, as I said to you. 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. 28. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
这个以赛亚他也讲哈，说，哎，主啊，我们传福音有谁信呢？
Isaiah also said, "The Lord, who will believe in the gospel we preached."
但是耶稣的神的旨意就是让我们只管去传。
However, the will of God is the will of God to us is go to preach.
因为神要把这个福音传到地极。
Because God wants us to preach the gospel to everywhere until to the end of the world.
传福音报喜信的人，他们脚踪还是非常佳美的。
The footstep of those people who preach the gospel and share the good news, is blessed.
那如果别人领受福音，那恩典平安就临到了他们身上。
So if those people they receive the gospel, they will receive the grace.
那如果有人他不领受福音，那平安福气就临到我们自己身上。
If those people they don't receive the gospel, then the grace and the peace will come to us who preach the gospel and share the good news to them.
因为这个平安它是跟这个福音相伴的。
Because
在一起的
平安跟福音。Because the peace is accompanying with the gospel.
所以这个是耶稣所说的第二个，就是说他为那些 些信他的话人将他信他为祈求使他们合为一。
So this is the second to becoming one is so those people who will believe in Jesus Christ will become in one with those people who already believe in Jesus Christ.
好，那我们继续来读约翰福音的十七章。
Let's continue to read John chapter 17.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
奉主耶稣圣名来读，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合为一，像我们合为一。
In the name of Jesus, I read 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one.
耶稣说他要赐给我们荣耀。
Jesus said, He will give us the glory.
这个荣耀是天父给耶稣的荣耀。
This glory is also the glory the Heavenly Father gave to Jesus Christ.
那这个在耶稣没有来到这个世界上之前，他就已经跟父同享荣耀了。
Before Jesus come to this world, Jesus already Jesus already be in the glory of the Heavenly Father.
我们看约翰福音的十七章的第五节。
Let's read John chapter 17 verse 5.
这里说，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀。就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
因为这个神他是荣耀的神。
Because our God is a glorious God.
这个神的荣耀，他是不断的在散发出去的。
God radiates His glory continuously.
那就像好像太阳一样，太阳它不断发散它的阳光。
It is just like the sun, because sun continuously radiates his light.
这个太阳它是发光体。
Sun is the source of the light.
跟这个月亮不一样，我们叫月亮它是反射太阳的光。
It is different from moon. As we know, moon is a reflected light come from the sun.
这个今天这个月亮它是代表这个律法，太阳它是代表了耶稣基督。
So today, moon represents the law, sun represents the Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣他荣耀，他是自发的，他是自由的。
So Jesus has the glory. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus is
自由，他是自己发出来的，他荣耀自己发出来，他并不是别人给他的。
So Jesus glorified himself.
Yeah, 就是因为耶稣是神，神荣耀他自己发出来的。
Yeah, because Jesus is God. God has the glory. Yeah.
所以耶稣说我不受从人而来荣耀。
Because Jesus said, I don't want the glory from man.
我们来看这处经文。
We can read this scripture.
我们看约翰福音的第五章。
We can read John chapter 5.
第四十一节到四十四节。
Verse 41-44.
奉耶稣圣名读，我不受从人来的荣耀，但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
In name of Jesus, I read 41. I do not receive honor from men. 42. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If anyone comes in his own name,Him you will receive. 44. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
今天这个世界上的荣耀都是从人而来的。
So today, all the honor in this world come from man.
比如说有人这个赛跑得了第一名那得了一个奖状，那大家都称赞他，这都是从人而来的荣耀。
So for example, if somebody participated the race competition and receive a prize and everybody praised him, and this is the honor from man.
那有时候我去到这个别人家里哈，这个有人他小孩子非常会读书啊。
So sometimes I went to other people's home and their children are good in the coursework, are good in the study.
那他们在学校也得了很多的奖状。
And those children received many rewards in their schools.
然后他们的家长就把这些奖状一个一个贴在他们家墙上。
And their parents, they hang up these rewards on the wall.
他们一进门就哇，看见墙密密麻麻的都是这些奖状。
When we went inside their home, so we can see.There are so many rewards hang on the wall.
这些都是从人而来荣耀。
So those rewards are the honor coming from man.
那我们很多人就称赞这个小孩子说，哎，你的孩子真会读书。
And then other people will praise to the children to say, your children are so good because they are skilled in study.
然后他们父母就觉得很开心。
And then their parents.Who felt very a pleasure and happy.
因为他们这个父母因他的儿子得到荣耀。
Because their parents received the honor from others, from others because of their children.
那这些荣从人而来，其实这些荣耀都会过去啊，它并不能长存。
All the honors coming from men will collapse because they cannot ever last.
那只有从神而来荣耀，它才是。存到永远的。
Only the honor coming from God will ever last.
那耶稣基督他就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Jesus Christ is the light of the glory of God.
我们来看希伯来书。
We can read Hebrews.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1.Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
奉耶稣圣名读，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
In name of Jesus, I read 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sins.Sit down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
这个神荣耀就是真理的。这耶稣是神荣耀，还是真理仁义跟圣洁。
Jesus is the brightness of the glory of God. Jesus.
他这个形象真理的人。
The image of Jesus is the holiness and the righteousness.
那今天当我们信耶稣之后，我们就有神的形状。
Today, when we believe in Jesus, we will have the same image of God.
因为神灵住在我们心里，改变了我们的生命。
Because when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, the Holy Spirit will change our life.
那使我们拥有了神的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit will help us to receive the glory of God.
我们可以看哥林多后书第三章。
We can read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第七节到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3,
17到18,
verse 17 and 18.
奉耶稣圣名来读，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成了。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit.And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以这里说，今天当我们受了圣灵之后，我们见了主的荣光。就是可以得到从神而来荣耀。
那我们
是？今天耶稣就是圣灵，我们受圣灵之后，我们是敞着面见到主的荣光。
So because Jesus is the Holy Spirit, Today, when we receive the Holy Spirit, that means we are with the unveiled face and see the glory of Jesus Christ.
我们可以有主的耶稣的形状。
And then we will be transformed into the same image, of Jesus.
所以这个荣光哈，它是从圣灵而来的，是从我们里面发出来的。
The glory come from the Holy Spirit, come from us inside.
因为圣灵住在我们心里。
Because Holy Spirit dwell in us.
那我们就发光，好像天上的星星一样。
And then we will shine out the brightness.Just like the star in the sky.
因为我看天上星星，它也是光体哈，它也会自发的放出它的光芒。
The stars in the sky are the entities of the brightness. They can radiate the brightness by themselves.
所以说，义人要像天上的星哈，这个发光，然后直存到永远。
The scripture tells us for those righteousness men, They are like the stars in the skies, and they will radiate their brightness, everlasting.
好，另外一个哈，这个我们要在神这个耶稣的荣耀里合为一，表示弟兄姐妹，我们是一体的啊。
We need to become in one, in the glory of God. It means, we are in the same body of God.
那这个肢体当中，我们的荣耀也是一致的，一样的。
We are members connected to the same body of God, so we have the same glory.
如果有一个弟兄姐妹这个受苦，我们其他姐妹也要，我们也将来也是跟他一同受苦。
If other brothers and sisters, suffer, we will have the same suffer as them.
如果有其他弟兄姐妹肢体的荣耀，我们也会感觉跟他一同。感觉到光荣。
If other brothers and sisters receive the glory, we will have the same glory.
我们可以看这个圣经。
We can read the scripture.
我们看一下，哥林多前书十二章。
Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 12.
第二十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 26.
奉主耶稣圣名来读，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有肢体就一同快乐。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
所以这个表示说我们要在耶稣荣耀里合为一。
So, this means we shall become in one, in the honor of Jesus Christ, in the glory of Jesus Christ.
那就好像耶稣跟父合为一样。
Just like Jesus become in one with Father.
因为耶稣他就是神的荣耀，就父荣耀。
Because Jesus is the glory of Father.
那最后我们再来看。约翰福音的十七章。
And now let's read John chapter 17.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
奉主耶稣圣名来读，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
In name of Jesus, I read 23.I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
这里讲到说这个耶稣在我们里面，那神在耶稣里面。
This verse tells us Jesus is in us and the Father is in Jesus.
这个就是说神他一切的丰盛，神的本性都是在耶稣里面体现出来。神在耶稣里，父在耶稣里，表示神一切本性丰盛都在耶稣身上体现出来。
Father in Jesus means all the richness and all the natures are are declared through Jesus Christ.
好，我们来看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's read Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章。第九节。
Verse 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9.
奉耶稣圣名读，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
In the name of Jesus, I read 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以这是耶稣他神的一切的性情，一切的丰富都是在耶稣里面藏着，本性都在耶稣里面藏着。
So, all the fullness of the Godhead are hidden in Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督在我们里面，也就是神的本性也在我们身体体现出来。
So when Jesus is in us, the fullness of God will also be showed from us.
那主的这个神就是灵，当圣灵住在我们心里，就是耶稣在我们里面的。
God is the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit dwells in us, that means Jesus is in us.
那因为耶稣要我们的心，要我们的身体为他的圣殿。
Because Jesus wants us to want our body to become the temple of Him.
哥林多前书第十二章十三节里面告诉我们说，我们要隐于，要从一位圣灵受洗，隐于同位圣灵。
In First Corinthians.
第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse.
十三节。
Verse 13. It tells us, we are in the same body, and we also drink from the same Holy Spirit.
但如果今天一个人他没有耶稣的灵，他就不是属耶稣基督的。
If a person hasn't the Spirit of Jesus, he doesn't belong to Jesus Christ.
所以这个合一哈，就是说在我们里面的合一，就指的是我们在圣灵里面合一。
So when Jesus lives in us, we become in one. This means.We need to become in one in the Holy Spirit.
不论我们在哪里，那这个在哪个地方，这个圣灵都是在我们里面不会离开。
No matter where we located, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, will never depart from us.
所以这个教会它是不受这个空间的限制的。
The Church of God is not limited by the space.
它不管是在是在哪个国家，在哪个城市，只要有弟兄姐妹受圣灵，受洗圣灵，他就是神的教会。
No matter in which countries and in which location, as long as there are somebody received the Holy Spirit, they become the Church of God.
那我们在圣灵里面都是合而为一的。
So in the Holy Spirit, we become in one.
那最重要，我们在真道上，在真理真上我们也要合一。
And in addition, we shall be united, and we shall become in one in the truth.
因为这个神是要真道一次托付给这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
Because God delivered the truth to the church once at all.
好，我们来看圣经。
Let's read the scripture.
我们请看犹大书。
Let's read Jude.
第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
奉耶稣圣名来读，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation,I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
所以这个真理、真道它是一次交付给我们的，它只有一个。
The truth and the faith has been delivered to us white for all. There is only one truth, one faith.
所以，但是今天可能有一些弟兄姐妹对道理上的认识还是有所不同啊。
So brothers and sisters may have different understanding on the truth and faith.
因为每个人对道理的了解的程度不一样。
Because everyone have different understanding level.
有的人他好像小孩子一样，所以他只能吃奶不能吃干粮。
Somebody is like an infant. They can only drink milk. They cannot eat the food.
所以他需要喂养，需要学习，在正道上更加的明白。
They need to be fed by others and need to study and need to understand more and more in the truth and the faith.
圣经也讲说神赐下了五种属灵的恩赐。
The scripture tells us God give the church five different spiritual gifts.
这有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教师跟牧者。
Include apostles, prophets,Evangelist, teacher, and pastor.
这五种恩赐的这个就是为了能够各尽其职和帮助弟兄姐妹在正道上能够合而为一。
So these five spiritual gifts, will fulfill their duties, and help the brothers and sisters to become in one in the truth and faith.
使教会的长大成为基督，成为这个耶稣基督长大的圣。有耶稣基督长大的身量。
The five different spiritual gifts will help the church to grow up, to become the body of Jesus Christ.
那是我们能够辨别异端这个识破的魔鬼的诡计。
And these five spiritual gifts also help us to, discern the false teaching and discern the tricks from Satan.
感谢神所以今天这个。就是主耶稣的祷告告诉我们说我们要如何合为一。
So today we understand from the scripture that the prayer of Jesus Christ teaches us how to become in one.
首先就是要高举耶稣的名。
First of all, we need to raise up the name of Jesus Christ.
因为这个耶稣名能够保守我们使我们合为一。
Because the name of Jesus Christ can keep us.And guide us to become in one.
第二个就是我们要传扬神的话语。
Secondly, we need to preach the word of God.
使那些还没有听见神的话语的人，他们能够听见真理，与我们合为一。
To make those people who haven't heard the word of God, to listen to the word of God, and then become in one with us.
那第三个，我们要寻求从神而来荣耀。
Thirdly, we need to pursue the honor and the glory coming from God.
在神所赐的荣耀里合为一。
And then we will become in one in the glory granted by God to us.
第四个，我们要求神的圣灵居住在我们心里。
The first point, we need to pursue the Holy Spirit living in us.
然后顺从圣灵而行。
And we need to obey.The guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵带领下合为一。
We need to become in one by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第五个，我们要寻求在真道上的认识长进。
The fifth point is,
我们在真道上要寻求更加的长进。
We should pursue the growing up in the truth and the faith.
在真道上能够合为一。
We shall become in one in the truth and the faith.
在悟性上能够满心知道神的旨意。
We shall understand the will of God.
感谢主耶稣。
Thanks to Jesus Christ.
愿神祝福带领每个弟兄姐妹。
May God bless and guide every brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.